Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Thanks for listening while we take that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
That intro just sneaks up on you like Joe Biden at a press conference. Welcome to Planet Collingwood. My name is Monty Dean. We are on Revolution Radio. This is Studio A. I've picked too early and I'm floundering. Big thank you to the Y-Files with Why Not and Co. If you enjoyed the last 2 hours, please go to freedomslips.com and click on the Patreon button and give what you can. We're 100% volunteer, 100% listener, so your contribution is welcomed and valued. So thank you. While you're at the website, you can buy merchandising where there's mouse pads and cups and caps. It's got everything. It's a Zazzle store, so it's basically got everything. And then pop into the chat room, which I believe there will be movement in chat rooms around about August the 12th when we're moving from Chatsy to something else. I do apologize. Sorry, I'm a bit flustered, but we'll get into that in a moment. At this point in time, I have my New South Wales correspondent on assignment, or is he? I've been joined by Cortec. Cortec, how are you?
G'day. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Still on assignment.
Yeah, yeah. Meaning you're in the United Kingdom. You're in the motherland. You're amongst the Poms.
counting the days.
Ah, well, you know, it's all an experience, and you can come back. It's like, oh, mate, you should have seen where I've been. You know that rhyme about the cat and curiosity? Yeah, well, I didn't see the Queen, but I have been to London, where I flew over.
Yeah, fairly dirty.
Well, yeah, yeah, it's... Yeah. Do you remember, let's just get into the thick of things. I have whinge mode, but I just had a thought, so I'll have the thought and then I'll go into whinge mode.
Go on, then.
Well, I have British heritage, so apparently I can whinge. Not all Englishmen whinge, but we're very good at it for those who do. Or Australians. Oh, it's bloody hot. It's like your first time having summer. No, I've lived here for 58 years in a row.
Really? First time.
First time this year. What was I talking? I don't know.
Nervous?
Oh, yes. So,
first time? Lots of time.
Oh, yes. The Jedi Temple. What is it? It's a big building where all the Masters of Jedi is. I've seen that meme where it's Padme and Obi-Wan Kenobi. Obi-Wan, I think there's something wrong at the Jedi Temple. The Jedi Temple? What is it? It's a big building where all the Jedi Masters hang out, but that's not important right now.
I've started to watch that. It's great production values, but is it all one big chase? Just asking, because I'm about 3 or 4 episodes in.
Of Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't really... The slow realization you get at the end of like, oh, That's it. But, you know, watch it. I mean, you know, because A, it gives you material for here, as well as I watch them sporadically, and I'm going to watch them all again. And just there's editing problems. I think the third sister is miscast. Apparently she's a great axe whore. I haven't seen any work, but it's I don't think it's not well written. It's just it's Lucasfilm under Disney at this point in time.
Is that the New Zealand director doing that as well, Waikiki?
Whack My Kiki in the Car Car Door Door, whatever his name is. Yeah. I believe so. I did see an article. Apparently, he was so impressed with Natalie Portman's performance in Thor: Love and Thunder that he is going to. He asked her to. Have you ever been in? Did you ever want to be in a Star Wars movie? Because I'm writing one, and she's gone. I've been in the Star Wars. I totally forgot about them. Like, too much coke there, son. Just putting
Did you also see the? I saw a little clip of the health officer in New South Wales or something came out yesterday. And went disregard what we said about two doses. You know, go for three. And it's like okay, disregard what you said before, but listen to you now. No.
we'll go back to that because we have been joined by Pony, Cortec Pony.
Hello.
I'm still got my thought and whinge mode. So, and then we'll get back to the admission, which was subtly done. Because Cortec, you may not know, Pony and I filled in for Sean David Morton yesterday, Strange Universe, which is on now. Please don't turn over. And we were talking about that. So we'll get into the nitty-gritty because I don't think I have the same audience as Sean. So Pony and I did a great rehearsal yesterday. So my thought is, talking about moving from Australia to England and England to Australia, if you remember the TV show Sylvania Waters, it was one of the first reality shows. Documentary.
Super classy.
It's like, rich white people that are like, oh, my God. Anywho.
I'm going to yell at you from the other room. No.
Ah. I'm enjoying myself. How dare you? And so also you have Neighbours and Home and Away. This is like in the last 20, 30 years. But a lot of people, those Australian soap operas were huge in the late 80s, early 90s, up until the 2010s, and then they started to peter out. That's why Neighbours is going off air. Anyway. Let me get but there were people that's like, well, they believed the TV show was real, if that makes sense. And so they saw Summer Bay and gone, that looks awesome. It's always bright and sunny and like it looks gorgeous, better than, you know, this rundown hovel we live just outside of Birmingham where it's grey and cold and, you know, summer was yesterday and now we're back into winter. So families would actually move from the UK, the United Kingdom, to Australia, find out that it's nothing like the soap operas and Sylvania Waters.
There is no Summer Bay as well.
No, I mean, the way they film it, like the beach, the walk up, and it's three different places. So like, it takes forever to film something. So there's that disappointment of, oh, no, it's not like the expectation we saw on soap operas. I know, fiction on television's not real. Moving on. Now they would move back. Like, they've moved out already. They didn't come out for a trip to see what it's like. They actually moved here and realized, it's not the same as the TV show. So they go through the whole process and move back to the United Kingdom. So they've moved twice. And, gentlemen, what, we're 12,000 kilometers apart or 16,000 kilometers, something ridiculous like that. We are actually half a world away. Yes.
There's constantly shows about moving abroad.
No, answer the question.
Yes,
thank you. Right. Because I'm finishing up. Yeah. This is my first time talking to people.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Oh, that's just so checking. English of you. Really? Are you sure? And so they moved to England, and they realised, no, this is worse than what we just left. And so they moved back to Australia. So they moved three times to move to Australia. That's what I was getting at.
Home and away and home.
Yeah, exactly. You go home, away, back to home, and go, oh, I'm going back to away. So I don't understand where you're coming from, Cortez.
There you go. Like, you've just created a new, let's go buy a piece of land, call it Summer Bay, and we'll put one street in it and call it Ramsey Street.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah, yeah. And just down the road is Paradise Beach, if you remember that one.
And we'll get Kylie, Jason.
People are devastated over here about neighbours finishing, really.
Well,
you know whose fault it is. It's Toadie's fault.
No, it's not, actually. It's the English channel would not give them money to make it. And the industry took a hit here. Now, no one really – they don't watch Neighbours unless they're on it. But the industry loves it because it gives work to a lot of people.
Mm.
So there was an upside to that. And, yeah, I'll be at least watching the last episode just to see, like, Guy Pearce turns up, Jason Donovan, Kylie Minogue, so on and so forth, just to see how that – because I think I – no, I didn't see the first episode because that was on Channel 7 for a year and then moved to Channel 10 in 1987. But I did watch the first episode of Summer Bay. I mean,
this gave me an idea for a movie strip. A Country Practice, zombie style.
Never watched an episode of Country Practice. So it's one of those shows. Have you ever watched an episode? No, I haven't. Now,
yes.
We're 10 minutes in and we've just basically ostracized everyone outside of Australia.
Yeah. Remember about... when they used to have a wombat on the bar?
Have you heard what they've done in New South Wales?
You want to give me more context? They've done a lot of things.
What is it? Since last week, the New South Wales government has locked down the bee population.
Bee?
So the bee, the common bee.
Oh, that's right.
Apparently,
yes.
There's a mite on the loose. And so the bees have been locked down and are being exterminated. And this
good.
Is a mass culling that's occurring in New South Wales as we speak.
That's not good at all.
And it's,
no,
not,
it's not
good at all, no.
No, it's, as Bruce McDonald would finish off, you know, final thoughts for Planet Collingwood, as long as you've got bees and frogs. Now, there's cane frogs, cane toads in Queensland, but that's not what he means. But, yeah, they're killing bees. I did see that article last week. And to get into the nitty-gritty of just chicanery and stupidity and scumbaggery, to quote the great Vinnie Eastwood, the New South Wales Health Minister has basically admitted that the vaccines don't actually protect you. They just help you with the severity of said disease. And I was like, yeah, you should have said that 12 months ago and not gone through all this crap.
Yeah, can we start pointing the finger at people who had it wrong, or is it just, you know, we made a mistake backflipping, that's what we do?
Well, just a quick sidestep, there's a Senate committee looking into, you remember UFOs, but they changed the name so they could just drop 70 years of lying about them. In the United States, so that's kind of it. So now I said his name only once because, like Beetlejuice, you have to say three times. But Bruce McDonald has appeared. Bruce, how are you, sir?
I know you are, but what am I?
I'm better.
I'm good.
No, wait, damn it.
Well, I'm just another voice chipping in here outside of the United States, not Australian, but it's definitely a Commonwealth perspective. Plus,
yeah.
Is Raz here?
Not yet, no.
Oh, okay. Hey, Pony.
He waves at you.
I'm here.
Thank you. I was trying to cover. It's like he's waving at you on an audio medium.
I was gonna just keep working, but I got sucked in with the bees.
Yeah. I don't know if that has popped up on your radar at all, Bruce. But there's a mite apparently that's hanging around with the bees. I mean, they've been seen at strip clubs, hanging out. They've started biker gangs, and they're just killing all these. Instead of like containing them, they're just killing them all because that's what governments do. Oh, yeah. I mean, one of them's sick. Kill them all.
Is it too early to say just because the government's involved, there's something else behind it?
No, actually, I think we'll file this under incompetence.
Well, that's a given.
Yeah, I don't think it's the 17 Frankish Satanists that hide in the Jewish community. It's not the baby raping lizard wizards. It's just, you know, Dave's a moron and he wants to keep his job. Oh, one of the bees is sick. Destroy them all.
Yeah, I'm just going under the principle that anything they have their hand in, they make worse.
Well, that is true. Yes, that's what I mean. It's I don't know which is worse, corruption or incompetence. Yeah. And well, the answer is both. Yeah, the same. Yeah, incompetence and corruption. Like, it's just terrible. So there has been that as well. Pony and I yesterday on Strange Universe, there seems to be a propaganda push for the next wave of masks and lockdowns and mandates and so on and so forth. Bruce, you'll be proud. I actually read an article from the Toronto Sun. It was a 2-minute read, which is quite good. And so it took me 4 minutes because I was interjecting. Not that I'm a slow reader.
Can I just finish up on this in New South Wales?
Let him finish. Cortec, please.
Basically, the premise of the whole thing is that the Canadian government wants everyone to get jabbed every 9 months.
Yes.
So,
this might be official Canadian Medical Association policy now. You'll be free to deviate, but there will be social consequences. So clearly we see in the West, our medical systems are being used as, you know, stage one of a social credit system. In best case scenario, it just gets uglier from there.
They just want the profits to continue.
Well, that's what I think. I think maybe not to give profits, but to sort of reverse engineer it in a way, Cortec, is that the governments have gave a lot of profits to these pharmaceutical companies, and the governments have bought all this merchandise, and it's just sitting there doing nothing. And it's like, well, we got to at least do something with it because...
Yeah, they bought loads more than they needed.
Yeah, like 200 doses in Australia. Now, yes, I mean, they will give some to the South Pacific Islands. That's understandable. So, well, that's 7. What about the 200 doses? And they're pushing for the 4th, and one of the health system guys said, oh, maybe a 5th, and like, are you gaslighting us now? I think two-thirds of Australians, no, was it Canadian? Somewhere, two-thirds of us have not got, or have only got the third booster, because a third of us are like, no, you lied to us. I felt very sick from those first two, and blah, 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 blah.
No more.
May I ask, yes. Have you guys in Australia had any vaccine production plants built in your country in the last 2 years?
Yes, that was part of the deal, Moderna in South Australia. This is the scary thing, our little slice of Wuhan in South Australia. This is the scary thing.
Same thing happened in Canada. They put a Pfizer plant in Quebec with an estimated, a projected production capability of 100 million vaccines per year. This seems to be some new global medical regimen, vaccines. And I'll say no more. I cut you off a bit there, Cortec. Go ahead.
No, you're completely right. It's one of the scariest things. And this is one of the part of the behind closed doors legislation that was made early on in the days before anyone was, any government was even, you know, offered a way into any of these deals. I'm just looking, just to finish off that B lockdown article. I mean, the title's like New South Wales in B lockdown, but then, you know, it's actually saying that the bees have been forced to, that they've been forced to cull 18 million bees. So was the lockdown for people also about culling people? It kind of...
It's a bit Freudian slip. It's like, oh, the bees are in lockdown. We've killed 15,000 of them. Wait, hang on. Lockdown means kill now?
Like, yeah.
I've watched a lot of prison movies and I don't really see many deaths here. And also, Pony knows because I told him yesterday, I think about twice. Here in Victoria, they've extended the pandemic bill, state of emergency, whatever, for another 3 months because it's winter. So the 12th of October, where hopefully that runs out. But I think it's been going since March 2020.
Yeah, well, the whole bee thing, it's kind of silly. I mean, we can't lock down bees. I mean,
you can't.
Obviously, the food production will be affected at some level. How big it is, I don't know. But maybe it's not a real story and it could be coded, something to do with the Queen and her colonies, as in us, Australia, Canada, or the Commonwealth, like Bruce was saying. So it could be a coded message to cull certain aspects of our society.
Well, I have put forward, maybe it's reverse cull, where she, I'm not saying, well, a lot of people would say cull the Queen.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, but she's like 96 now. She made it to her Jubilee, Platinum Jubilee, and I don't predict many things because I'm terrible at it. However, I would be surprised if the Queen is, if we get a Queen speech at Christmas, if she's still.
These mother lovers, they get a century. What's Kissinger? He's 99 now.
Yeah, and he had a moment of sanity, which was weird, where he said, like, what was it? He exactly.
And you know what, Tony? He told them to go F themselves when they offered a battery in his wheelchair. He can man it himself.
Yeah, if you wait long enough, our enemies, you know how like in Batman, it's like if you become the hero long enough, you turn into the villain. I think it's the opposite too. Like if we wait long enough, the villains become heroes. When Kissinger just said, just give Russia what they want and get out of Ukraine. You're wasting time. Would you like a battery, Mr. Kissinger? Go F yourself. I don't need that.
In the toilet.
No one needs to know this. But yeah, just moments of clarity of like, wow. I mean, I'm following now. It's a local reference, but Pauline Hanson seems to be saying things, and it's like, wow. Because in '96, you're a complete racist retard. However, now, it's a weird world that we live in.
Indeed, indeed, it certainly is, and getting weirder by the day. And, I'm only half joking when I say things like Quonset hut chickens. You know, if you got bees and frogs, you're probably going to be okay. It's a joke when I say it at the time, but as time goes by, it's pretty literal, right? You'd be a millionaire now on those chickens, Monty. Little blood on your hands, but a millionaire.
And I'm just thinking of, I know a lot of gardeners, so that's a lot of poo.
Yes. And you also can sell the feces, yeah. Fertilizer.
Yeah, and have you seen Mad Max 3, Beyond Thunderdome? I know what I'm doing after the nuclear war. And all those chickens and poo, I'm making methane.
Yeah. Yeah.
In that timeline that I'm not in.
They are trying to bring back airships with hydrogen. Volvo's tested in hydrogen-powered trucks. They're all these little hydrogen capsules, like little bins that you could use for different things. Like Namex is a company that started it out with these hydrogen capsules that can get about 500 miles, and Toyota's completely kind of copied what they're doing.
Due to the power of television, I watched, I like Archer. It's silly and it's a cartoon, so I can veg out on it. But when Archer's on an airship, and I don't think he keeps saying helium instead of hydrogen or something like that. It's like, stop firing. If you want to see something stupid. And quite frankly, most of us actually on the call say, watch some comedy and feel good and laugh. With everything going stupid, you want sort of controlled written fictional stupid.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, exactly. To just release the stuff, because just watching the new let's see, I won't dig a hole. However, like the way that people some have been deep diving in the Ukraine stuff, and like, what are you on? Let it go.
another one along stupid funny is C-Lab. I've been enjoying. It's just kind of stupid funny.
Well, my colleague that I do the impro workshop with, he loves Mr. Show with Bob and Dave, and I'm halfway through started season two, and I don't get it. They're getting laughs, so I can't complain. And this is Bob Orkin thingy. He in Better Call Saul, he plays Saul. That's Bob. And David Cross is in Arrested Development. He's the Never Nude, if that helps. They're very successful, and I can see why they're successful. They're professional and they're funny. But as a human who wants to laugh, I watch the Mr. Show stuff from like 95, and I'm like, uh-huh. It's a very young, thin Jack Black in it as well. So it's just not my cup of tea. It's for whatever reason. But the DVDs still sell today. So what do I know? Number one.
That's a tricky question.
Yes. Oh, and quickly, just to bring a bit of personal life in, Bruce, I've re-listened to your audiobook, and I'm enjoying it the second time. And I've picked up some mistakes as well that I left in. So, quite frankly, we're in a better place now because I did that.
Whoops.
He's nowhere near his microphone right now. So, but we'll get to that when it's finished. You'll know about it because Bruce asked me to edit it. And, yeah, my computer is freaking out as always, but I fixed all. It's a journey. So.
Thanks, Monty. Much appreciated.
Oh, that's all right, yeah, Bruce.
I heard my name when I was in the front yard taking a piss. What were you saying?
Oh, started doing a re-edit of your audiobook, and I'm enjoying it the second time through.
Oh, well, yeah. Normally I grow off people, not on people, but you're an exception in almost everything, Monty.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, someone said you're a unique individual, and I've taken that to heart. There's no one like me. And I've also picked up some mistakes that I left in. So it's better for it. And at the end where I've rendered it off, like this fading for sound effects and so on and so on, you'll hear it. And dear listener, you'll understand what we're talking about when it's completed, and we'll start promoting it as one does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
I've done the typesetting and everything on the book. So middle of July, no rush. But don't forget about it at the same time, Monty. You know Minds. Don't you forget about me?
I'm well aware.
best band of the '80s, by the way. Best band of the '80s, Simple Minds.
What, Metallica? Oh, I mean Simple Minds.
Yeah.
Hey, have you seen the '80s? Oh well, there's a lot of good bands in the '80s. Let's be fair.
Did you see Stranger Things jumped Metallica up the charts like they did?
All these people that have no idea who Metallica are, I was like, oh my God, what's this? It's like, it's a song that was released in 1986. It's their biggest song, and yeah, now they're more popular. My question to you, dear friends, how could Metallica be more popular? Like, they can tour anywhere there's electricity.
Probably a whole group of people who are going, wow, there's music that's not just a hi-hat going.
Yeah, it's not a large African woman talking about her sex life. Yeah.
Oh, well, good on them.
Yeah, exactly. It's like well-placed and it's perfect too because in the story it is, I think, the middle of 1986. So they thought about it. Obviously they're fans because why would they? But at the same time, three episodes earlier, Kate Bush has had a massive revival as well.
And yeah, huge.
Yeah. Yeah, Running Up That Hill is the song, and like, you know, as a musician, I'm like, this is brilliant. Now I understand Kate Bush and the love affair that everyone has, because like, oh, she's a pop artist. No, she's a genius, because just the stuff in it, and you just listen to it, and like, this is 1985, 1986, and I think I know.
She did it all herself, didn't she? I think so.
I believe so. That's part of her mystique, is that, yeah, she's a... she maybe had some producers, but she was a prolific writer. And she's very humble too. Go ahead, Bruce.
And just like, let's face it, a fantastic, like almost operatic level voice. Listen to the duets she did with Peter Gabriel on the So album, Mercy Street, and there's a couple others. You know, I always loved Kate Bush, but not a whole lot of people knew about her. And but yeah, she's fantastic, man.
Yeah, like Sean, I was listening to Strange Universe just before this show. He's talking because he uses the crystal method as his opening
crystal
track.
Crystal meth? Sean's on the meth. He's on crystal meth.
Method.
Oh, okay.
It's a band.
Yeah. Not like the leader of Syria. I got it.
No. Well, no, he's not like the leader of Germany in 1939. No. Wiewold, invade Poland. Put the pipe down. Shoot him. So, yeah, the Crystal Method, they're a duo. And Sean said, oh, I think they just disappeared. So, like, well, I'll just go to Wikipedia as a starting point. And apparently one of the guys left, gave up music in 2017, but he did start in the 90s. So
they were big in video games. They had a lot of their tracks as video game backing.
Yeah. They're very good at what they do.
Big in Japan.
Method. Yeah. So that's the world we're living in, where like, oh yeah, they're trying to start a war, they're trying to bring in totalitarianism. Anyways, music and TV, which is funny. It's kind of weird where futuristic dystopia are they going to do? They'll need entertainment. That's what I find interesting. They'll cut the power. Seriously, turn off your wife. If you've got kids, turn off the Wi-Fi for 5 minutes. Then you'll see what the humanity is going to do if you turn off the power.
Yeah, they rub their eyes and go outside where again. I live.
Not a huge problem where I live, but I hear you, Monty.
Well, yeah. People just get slightly annoyed if they can't leech off your off your hotspot.
Yeah,
but in the West, they're all distracted, and that's what I find. They thought that the internet would be a weapon to suppress humanity. They realized that they can use some of it as a distraction. However, if you turn it off, and the lockdown kind of proved this, because I finished Netflix type thing. People started getting off the internet. Everyone started a podcast, just when I did. If the distraction's gone, people are going to start thinking and do stuff.
Everyone's gone through Netflix about 3 or 4 times. That's kind of a bit, people looking for something else.
Well, yeah. Mind you, now we're seeing, in the culture war, the woke idiots have been ejected because, what was the – now, Light – have you seen the – have heard about the Buzz Lightyear movie?
I have. I got something as well on top of that after you in that same.
And there was another one. There's a Minions prequel or something like that.
No.
Okay.
My answer to the question is no. What about the Buzz Lightyear movie?
It failed hard. It's Pixar. And I'm trying to think of when the movie, I think it was Cars 3. That's when Pixar failed.
putting on another geoengineering in the background.
That franchise with was the planes so reliable. That franchise was so reliable, it was like counterfeiting. They must have. How could you screw that up?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. And if you look at the list of the not really franchise. Cars is a franchise, but Pixar itself. What was their first movie? Was it Toy Story?
Finding Dory may have been their first big one.
No. Finding Nemo, I think, was their third. I think Toy Story, there was something else. Anyway, this is late 90s. Finding Nemo was their third one. It's like, wow, they've hit pay dirt again. And I believe Toy Story was either the first one or the second one. And that's 20 years ago. And for forever, everything that they touched was, gold pressed platinum style level of genius. Then they released Cars 3, and it's like, nah, hit and miss. And the recent one, have you seen Up? That's brilliant.
No. Okay, I'm putting it on my list.
Well, yeah, it's worth seeing once. I would say it that way. The montage of how the old man, you see his life with his wife in a montage, and it's gripping. And then there's a great one where this kid – slight spoiler, but it's still funny. It's used in the trailer, where he builds a voice box for his dog, and he's like, "Hi, I'm your dog," and the squirrel.
That's one of my favorite lines.
Yeah, exactly. So yeah, it's worth watching once. If you hate it, well, at least you've seen it. You don't have to see it again. So if you love it, you can see it again.
I haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Don't watch Netflix or anything. But I think you can't turn Captain America into a fat lump called Buzz Lightyear. It just doesn't work.
Well, yeah, and also Tim Allen still lives. And I'm not being sort of dramatic. Tim Allen still lives.
Home improvement.
Yeah, well, because the toy in the first Toy Story is a toy from the movie. And so they finally made the movie. It gets really meta. So there's a movie that is that creates the toy, which is in a movie that you can buy the toy of.
Transformers.
No, Transformers is they created the created the toy, and then they created the movie to sell the toys. This one is they finally, after 25 years, they create the first movie, which created the first toy in the first movie, in the first Toy Story, to sell toys.
Quick rundown: Toy Story, first movie; A Bug's Life, second movie.
Life. Yeah.
Monsters, Finding Nemo, The Incredibles, Cars, Ratatouille. Wall-E,
yeah.
Up, Toy Story 3, Cars 2, Finding Dory.
I thought Bruce was misremembering, and I do apologize.
I thought he was putting two together.
It's a bit depressing.
You dudes got Mandela'd. I got the real timeline there.
I, for one, welcome the new timeline. But I mean, what is it like? What, 90 minutes of Dory going, what, who, what?
That's about it. It's terrible.
Okay, so maybe that's where. But they had a long run of just pure diamond light, you know, gold, whatever you want to say, you know, champagne comedy type of stuff.
I'd say Cars 2, Cars 3 was about when they started nosediving.
Yes, yeah, it was like they'd start getting political, and strangely enough, like Pixar started with George Lucas. It was part of the Lucasfilm family.
Yeah, whenever they lose the person at the helm, it goes off, which is just that last point. There's been a leaked kind of view of a new one coming out based on Big Hero 6, the character in Big Hero 6, Baymax.
Yes.
Apparently, have you heard that? It's just about the directors and Baymax is kind of seen in there discussing which tampon he wants and stuff like this.
Yeah, trans women get periods.
One of the directors.
Too.
Yeah. One of the directors was heard saying, I just snuck all the super gay content in there, and there was no one there to stop me. And,
yeah, see now, I mean, I'm totally fine if you choose to do this type of, you know, if you decide that you're a woman in a man's body, blah, wait after puberty and go for it, you know, free will. It's when you go after the kids and become a political movement. It's like, really? There shouldn't be anything sexual near the children.
Well, yeah, it's not an identity, is it? No. Sexuality is not your identity.
I actually took the time to take a look at this last article that Cortec posted, despite my persistent complaints about this habit of his. This one's quite interesting.
Did you get a new monitor?
I stand corrected. Thank you. Now, I have a serious question here, because I may be a little out of the loop with all the modern medical technology going on in the first world right now. And please forgive me for asking this if it's as stupid as I think it might be. Can a man have a period?
Well, it's a robot, so it's even more ridiculous than that.
Because you need unless they have a uterus put in, which I don't think they can, because that's, you know, we're all done, in science, a period is the lining of the uterus. Why am I talking about this? Anyway.
Just answer the question, no.
I said, no, my joke is, gentlemen, if you're bleeding from there, please see a doctor.
Now, so even after all of the operations and switching your gender over and everything, so... What, Bruce Jenner doesn't menstruate?
No. If everyone does the full top to toe thing, no, because you need to actually like the I'll just call it the canal. That's the outside of your penis pushed in, and so that's how they get that part. If you please don't watch the South Park episode where they show you how they do that, and I really mean that, they actually show you what they're doing.
You guys are talking about transgenders or something?
Yeah, front holes. Raz has joined us.
We're talking about the birds and the bees.
Razzy.
Yeah, well, actually, it's just the birds now because the bees have died. They don't have – they're trying to put a uterus into a male-born body. And so if we're talking physically, not mentally, short answer is no. No, because there's so much different, complete chemistry makeups. The hormones, you need to put in like either chromosomes. The organs harvest from someone else because your male body doesn't have any bits to change. So short answer, no. They want to.
This has been very educational. We could probably just cut the last 15 minutes of this show out and get it spotted on NPR.
No, there's another hour.
No. National Public Radio.
Ah.
Five late night goons talking about whether men can men menstruate?
Well, have your friend Bette Midler, have you seen her latest tweet?
Your friend.
She's playing herself again in that witch movie, I see.
Well, no, actually, I only found out because Tim Pool actually quote retweeted it. It's like, thanks, welcome to the fight, Bette. Because she's actually gone, they're trying to take all our rights and take away the name. They call us menstruators and people who bleed and all this type of stuff. And, of course, everyone just came out and had a field day. However, it's made it to, if I can just quickly check, it hasn't gotten that bad, but it's interesting that it's made so much momentum that there's an article on on RT. Now I have to find it. Where is it?
Russia Today. Wow.
Yeah. Surgery can't make you a woman. Multiple celebs in trans row say. So it's more than one. Macy Gray and Bette Midler.
You want to know something about the transgenders? They want more transgender representation, and women doesn't cut it. Even they don't believe that they are women.
Yeah, and the thing is, and the weird thing is too, I can't remember what TERF means, but there's lesbians now.
Trans-exclusionary radical feminists.
Yeah, exactly. Open your mind really wide now, guys. I mean, I know we're all male according to your skeletons, but apparently there are not lesbians who would like to have sex with someone with a penis.
Can you still have that tag then?
Well, see, now that this is where, I mean, unless you completely convert, if you've got the conversion, so you've got people, transgender women that still have the downstairs bits, and they're upset that lesbians won't sleep with them.
So it's all going full circle again. It's
basically stupid. Yeah. And so now the original homosexual community is being ostracized by the other letters in that little group.
It was bound to eat itself, so to speak.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people that like, I use Blair White as an example. Like, she's fighting against all this stupidity, and I believe she waited till she was past puberty and she totally transitioned. And she's easy on the eye. I mean, there's jokes around that she's marrying Alex Jones, but, you know, these things happen. But there's a lot of people that are, like, I don't like calling lumping everyone in as the left, because most of the left look at the extremists and go, you're very odd. Please leave. For those playing
and
at home,
everyone, lull number one.
Well, lull number two, because everyone's on mute.
Bruce just dropped.
Yes, well, he has a life as well as it could be technology. So we'll find out later on. So I'm not offended.
His cats.
Oh yeah, 11.
So they found some new quarks.
Well, yeah. So about the transgender thing. I think it's an anime problem. You know, in my corner of the internet, we call it an anime problem. There's simply too much feminizing content. There's simply too many males without stuff to do. There's simply too many males who've been exposed to stuff that says become a woman, life will be easier. You know, they have this propaganda in their head. And yeah. Sooner or later, they crack.
Yes. Like, if anyone's listening, and I hardly believe it, but if anyone's listening and you decide to go down this path, please do a lot of research and look at. Don't believe. You know. Don't watch one video. It's like, it's seriously the bestest ever. Look at the dark side of it as well, and know all the information. I mean, we could expand this out, like the model I'm talking about with everything. like, should we invade Ukraine? Well, do your research and expand out and see, because I think there's like 50% chance a lot of people that try and convert or do convert, there's a level of suicide, which is extremely tragic. There's a lot of people that are regretting doing the transitioning, because the certain people that hang out, that they were hanging out with, it's all propaganda and
same people who argued for population control. So there's that.
Yeah, as well. Yeah, that's in the dark back room type thing. But yesterday, talking to Pony, I used McDonald's as an example. Like, McDonald's is a great idea. That's it. Don't go there. Like, the food's an idea, but just don't go there to the food. But they do the classic marketing thing. They've got the red and the yellow. They give out the toys. They've got the clown. Don't go near the clown. They get the kids hooked early. And I even do it. I'm over 28. And I still walk past McDonald's, and still there's that mind control type of advertising of, like, I'm loving it. It's like, oh, yeah, burger. Wait, no, hang on. I want food. I'm walking away now.
You just feel dirty.
Well, yeah, and also, I mean, if I ate Hungry Jack's, which is the Australian version of Burger King, for 6 months, and then I had a burger at the McDonald's and my body rejected it. Like, damn you, man, I want food.
I occasionally go through for a breakfast something or other and a hash brown, but that's it.
Yeah, well, at least that tastes like potato.
Sometimes you have to. Sometimes you have to.
Well, that's the thing. Like, it's your body, and I hate how people say, I'm on a diet. I'm trying to be fit and healthy. That's totally fine. But, I had my cheat day today. I'm like, no, that's negative. And, Raz, it'll be interesting to see what your perspective on this is. In saying cheat, it's a negative connotation. It's like, oh, you're doing something bad and you should be punished. Why can't you say the word treat? It's a treat day instead of a cheat day.
Because you know it's not good.
No, but it's a treat. Why can't I have a violet crumble? One day. One violet crumble every 7 days. Choice.
Let me explain this.
You and your, you white male heterosexual
privileged mofo.
Yeah. Oh, look at me. I can travel the world now.
When it comes to cheat day and treat day, we will only be a treat or a cheat, it doesn't really matter, only and only if you spend at least 7 days or 14 days eating properly. One day will not make or break a diet. You can call it a treat, you can call it a cheat, it doesn't matter. You can eat a whole birthday cake, you can eat 2 liters worth of ice cream. If you've done the exercise, if you have the metabolism, if you haven't been eating sugar for 7 to 14 days, your body will not accommodate it. You'll be fine.
What happens
is some people, they do like, ooh, I'm going to do a cheat day in like once every 3 months. It doesn't work like that. You're going to get psychological damage. You're going to get cyclical body depression when it comes to food. And you don't want cyclical body depression when it comes to food.
Oh, yeah. And also, we talk about drug addiction or just addiction. And, refined sugar is the most addictive substance on the planet. And everyone has it. I remember watching a video of Korn backstage and so on and so forth. And the guitarist Head, he's a Christian. I'm only pointing that out because he tells everyone. Well, he did. Not now. But he was on meth and he was drinking heavily, and he lost his daughter for a while. And he got better and they're back together, so it's a happy family. However, his only addiction left is candy, which is that sugar. And I can understand where he means, because I'm trying to stop eating sugar as well. But it's like, baby needs a new plant, man. Come on, just give me just a little Mars bar. Just give me. You got any more of those fun size?
I understand the sugar craving myself, because I've gone days, weeks without sugar. But if you plan on doing like 1 hour intense training with 30 minutes cardio and mucking about, you need the sugar energy. I've done it without sugar, and I can tell you, it's not fun.
Well, it's not fun
when you try to squeeze that energy. That energy is not coming. The weight is looking at you, and everyone's looking at you like, why is that big guy just standing like a dumb?
Yeah, that's why I said refined sugar. It's actually refined sugar. You can actually have like cane sugar if you have natural sugars, usually in fruit, and they can be found other places. It's just when you have the refined sugar and it's like, I'll have a curly whirly. And then 17 curly whirlies later, I'm full.
I think it was late 1800s they figured out how to make chocolate. They'd already been stealing the cocoa beans and all that, but they didn't really get down to that chocolate like Cadbury, and that came late. But they were still using sugar centuries prior. The fermentation, when you ferment to get the... A lot of sugar and yeast.
And milk chocolate is not the best, but you can have dark chocolate is more healthier than milk chocolate. As well as the Cadbury family, when they sold the business, they thought, oh, we can get out of this and it can retire. And I think the great-granddaughter of the original Cadbury person is like, they changed the recipe. And so she started up her own company again. It's like, well, we're going to make it like the old way then. And
South America just generated so much wealth for that small little group. I mean, the gold, the riches, the food, just incredible.
Yeah, the Spanish got there, so we're English-based, which is kind of good because I think when the Spanish... When the Spanish were branching out and getting colonies going, it was the Inquisition. So, you know...
the rubber plantations.
Yeah. I'll open a file here at Planet Collingwood. Is this file under is this PC madness? There is a city council, like a suburb here in Melbourne, in northern Melbourne, and it's called Moreland. Now you would think it's like someone got over a ridge and's like, oh look, there's more land, and they called it Moreland. However, apparently. The two main guys who were rich and they bought up a lot of land around that area, one of them names the area after a plantation from Jamaica from 200 years earlier or something like that, like a great-grandfather's plantation, which is like, okay, cool. Now, back then, a lot of plantation, actually it'd be interesting to see if you saw any plantations without slavery. The left loonies have come out and said, oh, this name is linked to racism and it's full of hate and we should remove it. Because one guy remembered his grandfather's plantation that had slaves back in 1733. So that's why
they're rubbernecking?
That's why they, I'm not sure what they were growing. It could be tobacco or rubber, but somewhere in Jamaica. But they've just played the whole it's racist card, and so they're spending $500,000 to change the name.
We're turning into little greys. We're going to have no use for our mouth because we won't be allowed to use any words.
You know, I usually look at greys and I'm like, that's exactly what you're thinking, Klaus. That's exactly what I think every time I look at greys. I'm like, no peckers, no fingers, hands, no squatting, no deadlift, no mouth. Oh, my God.
Just float.
So,
Here's a fact. Coca only grows 15 degrees each side of the equator.
Liam Monty said sugar cane plantation and slavery. Well, in Mauritius, we had a massive sugarcane plantation, which my family was part of. And even post-slavery, Indians were cool with it.
Go ahead, Bruce.
Isn't that basically the caste system, a form of slavery? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Sorry.
Because my family
was part of the higher class to take care of the lower idiots, so yeah.
Yeah, is that why you're giggling? Like, I was not a slave. I was holding the whip. But, I mean, that's just the point. You know, slavery's been around for thousands of years because the longest surviving civilization in the world is the Australian Aborigine. And the second one is India.
I think it's the Nunavalik up north. They've got them coming in at about 50,000. I think Australia's around 60,000. The last time I looked at anything anthropological as articles.
The numbers keep changing because I was in high school, it was 40,000. And now, today, the Aboriginals say 100,000, but the historians say, maybe 60 to 80. And I'm like, okay. But also, I'm sure there are places that aren't known to me, I'll say it that way, in South America. And China's, compared to these ones, China is a young civilization, but that's still 10,000 years.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything is pretty new, right? The only thing that breaks the mold of, it all started 10,000 or 8,000 years ago with the, Middle Eastern and Asian civilizations is the Aboriginal narrative, which apparently now they're saying goes back, woohoo, a long time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One ice age, I think.
Yeah.
That's our third. fun times.
So did I hear Pony say that cacao only grows 15 degrees on either side of the equator?
I believe he said that, yes.
Yeah,
I caught that in some chocolate talk I was checking out.
Yeah, I have friends over here that run chocolate companies, like organic chocolate companies, like Costa Rican friends, and export all over the world. Yeah,
do they add refined sugar, or they just use natural sugar, or is there any sugar at all in it? Or
you can get it. You can get it without sugar. You can get it. There's a lot of ways that chocolate goes out to the world. Now, being a Canadian and North American. It's always like a candy bar, right? Like a Mars bar and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I never really went to high-end candy stores like they have in Britain and stuff like that. But Europeans like their chocolate bitter. They don't like it sweet. And cacao is extremely beneficial to the human being. Chocolate is extremely beneficial. So you can get it in all different kinds of flavors. So another big thing that's going on now is a lot of people are doing sort of, organic plant medicine raves now. Hypnotic dances where you drink liquid chocolate, like pure liquid. It's prepared a certain way. It has to be harvested and all prepared within 72 hours. And it's called the cacao ceremony. And people say, I don't know, I've never done it, but people say it's like organic MDMA. Like you just feel fantastic and you just want to dance and all of this stuff.
I have heard that. Let's have a go. Everyone over to Bruce's house on Friday. But I mean, there is the addiction of the refined sugar, but chocolate itself, the experience, it peaks in the brain. Also, there is a uniqueness. That's why people get addicted to chocolate. I don't think it's just the sugar, because you could eat like Skittles. Or all the other candy that doesn't actually have it.
It has an aphrodisiac effect.
Of course, the man with the French accent points.
I know what he's. I like my chocolate black.
Here's a question for you, Zol.
Is that a break? Remember where you are. We're at halfway point. That was an interesting hour. So this is Planet Hollywood, Studio A, Revolution Radio. We'll be back to talk confectionery.
Listen, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, and we'll be right back after this message.
Management would like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Radio. What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio! Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio!
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Welcome back to Planet Hollywood. As I'm trying to type to someone at the moment, ladies, how can you multitask? I just don't understand how I can check them after. I'm very bad. Mind you, I can drive a car and talk to someone. Oh, I can't spell after, apparently. Oh, there you go. Yeah, this is Planet Hollywood. My name is Monty Dean. Can you tell? After the show, hugs and kisses. I love you. Right, see you in our secret place. Wink, wink, Mr. President. If you enjoyed the last hour of Planet Collingwood, I know I did. I enjoyed it so much, I recorded it, and I'll be putting it up on Rumble. And actually, I have transferred from YouTube to Rumble, and I've earned more money on Rumble since I've transferred. Now, excellent. Okay. You're going to laugh, and I don't care. It's a comedy show, but I've made 5 cents.
7 cents.
I think it's important to keep calling things like, supported the censorship as a dead platform. If we call it a dying platform, we might be going back, but we should just move over.
Is that your dispatch from Mars, Cortec? Hey, Monty, that with that is. Kind of cachet in your pocket, man, you're looking at one piece of rock candy or a brass tack.
Yeah, and after all that chocolate talk, I'm going for the brass tack because, that's a weapon. I could take someone down. I still got to do some housekeeping. I do apologize. So send money. We're 100% volunteer. We love you. Not like that. Then go into the chat room and everything else is awesome. Comet's woken up. So hello, Comet. Comet donated to me once, so I'm very happy because he helped me buy food, and that's why I'm alive today.
Happy
nods.
What?
Did you say Apple?
Yeah, sure.
Happy Apple. He's on too tight.
Yeah, try the adult beanie, not the kid's beanie. It's very, it's not stretchy. Anywho,
I do have a big head.
Yeah, well, there you go. You're telling me. Oh, that's just wrong. All right, so yeah, Planet Collingwood, we're awesome, and hello to Rumble, as well as I do put the audio up on it's Anchor FM, which is connected to Spotify. So I'm actually on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and seven other things. I don't know if anyone listens to them, but I'm there. So I could be a 17-year long overnight sensation.
Uh-huh.
And with the support like that, I'm going far. Now, to be fair, I actually mentioned, now, Planet Collingwood established, you know, tainting loose since 2015. Now, I'm good at maths. I've been doing this on and off for 7 years. I think I'm better for it.
That's more than a few liters of loosh tainted.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's someone in the Oberon sect who's like, damn it, we got that Planet Collingwood crap again.
Keep talking about fries and beans. They're killing bees. They're killing our whole plan.
You're harshing my mellow, dude.
Oh man, thinking of getting a dirt bike.
Well, I thought you would have one by now. You live on a farm.
No. That's talking about getting a dirt bike.
I just have an ATV. My last dirt bike I sold to one of my neighbors, but there's a really good one now. On the market, secondhand. You know what I'm noticing? This is a good time to be some kind of like bandit purchaser, right? Everybody, like if you're a regular peruser of Facebook Marketplace, like just looking for nicks and knacks to buy and stuff, like I'm always, I don't have this place furnished to the capacity it needs to be furnished to open up a tourism business. So I'm always just sort of poking around and I buy stuff here and there when I have the money. But this is like a 3-4 time a week daily habit for like 2-3 years now in Costa Rica. I find it the best purchasing place, Facebook Marketplace, because you know the seller and you can set it by like geographic radius from where you live. And I'm telling you, man, like prices are coming down, 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 down on everything. And people only do that when they really need money.
I definitely saw that in relation to kind of the crypto winter and people who have been, had, you know, crypto farms no longer finding it profitable. They're selling a whole bunch of GPUs on the market. There's massive, massive auctions of them. So if you're after, you know, pretty high end one that's been caned for maybe 6 months, it's not a bad option.
Well, basically, I know we're walking down a path here, so I'll just pull over a taxi or an Uber, and we'll just drive to our destination. Cost of living's going up, inflation, money, blah, 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 basically. Here in Victoria, now, look, it's fuel watch time, ladies and gentlemen, here on Planet Collingwood. Victoria seems to be having the most expensive fuel in Australia. Thank you, Dan Andrews. I'd rather be not the accolade that I want, but we're up to $2, just below $2.40 a litre at the moment. And in September, the federal government will reinstate the full fuel excise. So that would go up another 22 cents.
That's brutal.
Yeah. At the same time, they blame Putin, but at the same time, you have Shell, BP, all these major oil companies making record profits. A barrel of oil is less than it was 12 months ago, but the prices are through the roof. It just shows that the government has failed again, and we're being gouged. And so what are the fuel prices? Let's go around the table. Well, Pony, you live in Melbourne, so do you want to add anything?
It's just fuel, man. It's, you know.
Oh, yeah, but no, I have car and I'm not pushing that thing. It's heavy.
Burn water, and we're not doing that, so.
Oh, yes. Let's not open that can of worms of, like, the ideas to save humanity already out there. that could be for the second half of the hour. But I just want to do a quick whip around the table. Have you seen anything saying, have you seen any prices in the UK?
it's verging on 2 pounds, just under 2 pounds.
2 pounds for a liter?
A liter.
Wow. That's a kick in the nuts.
Oh, my God, man. Yeah. What is it, about $1.65, $1.70 Australian to a GBP, Great Britain pound?
Unless I pulled something up on the interwebs. It used to be like $2 to a pound. That's the average. It fluctuates. But, yeah, it's a good kick in the nuts, basically. Raz, for that exotic flavor, what's your fuel prices like? If he's near his mic. Oh, there we go.
Sorry, it's it's in rupees, and it went up essentially $1 worth if you're looking at USD tops, $1, so that will be essentially 40 rupees. It didn't go up that much in here.
Oh, okay.
But people are feeling it, because when you add a lot of rupees together, it starts to pinch your pocket. But it's not the kind of thing that says, today we were paying X, tomorrow we're paying twice as X.
Well, actually, I think you're probably the closest to, say, the Middle Eastern oil fields.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
so, like...
Oil from India. India gets it from, Russia. We,
yeah, yeah.
We have our own little world separate from the West.
Yes, yeah. So there is a bonus of that. But still, there's an element... But I think it went up. It's just gouging.
It's just that price gouging actually happened in food and in... religious apparel and the rest of the exports, because Mauritian consume a lot of those. So, yeah.
And, Bruce, what are you seeing in Costa Rica?
It's about 1,000 colones per liter, which is about 210 Australian.
Okay, it's cheaper. But, I mean, there's many factors to that. You can't just do a correct a basic exchange, because how do you get it? Do you have your own oil fields, so on and so forth? So is that higher than usual, say like 12 months ago?
Oh, yeah. It's doubled in the last year.
Okay, another kick in the colonies. Hey,
yeah.
You just see what I did. Hey, well, I mean, if the Canadians can call the loony.
It's really kind of weird the way the whole supply chain thing works, but for reasons I could not even begin to speculate on, there is a nationwide tampon shortage in Costa Rica. Like, it's in the news.
Do they make them there, or are they all imported, or both?
Well, they're all imported. There's no tampon factory in Costa Rica. I'll tell you that right now.
Venezuela went through something similar a couple of years ago. No pads, no tampon.
And my wife went to town on Saturday, and none of the bank machines had money. Right?
Yeah, it's just the little things. Just a short thing, and Bruce, continue. Like, we're having the apocalypse, but it's fragmented. So, here in Australia, we didn't have lettuces for a week. And then tomato, then we got lettuces, and then the tomatoes went. It's not a whole happening at once, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's definitely patterns of full scarcity across the board.
Yeah.
But there is the weather aspect. Northern New South Wales is underwater again. I can say the Australian government, they've learnt this year. The parties have changed. Like last, the start of the year, it was the Liberal Party, who are conservatives. Yeah, don't ask. But now you've got Labor, which is the workers, the left, blah, blah, blah. And so they learned from the former prime minister of don't wait 2 weeks. They waited 20 minutes.
So let's review this again, because I'm going to play stupid guy tonight on Planet Collingwood, in Men Street. But why can't the ships come into dock? Because I know they've already made the crossing of the ocean, and they're all sitting around backed up waiting to dock. What is the big problem again? Is this still COVID related?
I heard, so I could be completely incorrect. It was staff shortages because of COVID. It's obviously something else, because if you've got 93 container ships just waiting outside of Los Angeles, something's up. Does anyone else actually know to answer Bruce's question?
It would fit in the pattern of everything else, trying to delay things and make things feel like there's a state that everyone has to be paying extra for.
They have
It's going on everywhere.
They stopped the conveyor belt, and all that stock's built up, and it's just trying to squeeze through that bottleneck. It can't. All controlled, all manipulated.
Remember, was it last year? I think it was, 2020 was basically about fear, death, famine, AIDS, as you do. But 21 is when it got sort of, they had to up the ante, or season two type thing. And, there's pressure on the supply chain, and there may be shortages. And it's like, how about letting a boat in? Oh, no. And it's like, we could talk about like how many food processing plants in the United States have exploded in the last 6 months.
Yeah, there was 28, something like that.
Yeah, and it's like there's someone.
Yeah, that's weird.
Once again, I sound like, you know, how I describe my dream. Something happened to someone and I did something. There's someone actually doing all this stuff. And I would say they're allowed to get away with it. That's the easiest form of it, because the technology, we can't say anything. Oh, I mean, I've got yeeted from YouTube. See, I hang out with kids occasionally. I got yeeted from YouTube twice. I know. I've got strike twice on YouTube. It was my own fault. I should have boiled the potatoes a bit longer. See, that's a domestic joke. Anyway.
screw that platform.
Yep. Oh, it'll take not a while. Literally. No, I'll just walk away. Thank you. I think I made a point.
percentages.
It seems like everything and everywhere is trying to kind of pose this false kind of scarcity and just to drive profits up and gouge people in every single
place. Yeah, and the political elite who are supposed to be our leaders, they've obviously been told something. I'm slowly making my way through the David Icke book, The Answer. It seems to be 36 pages on the intro. It's like, Dave, shut up. However, I'm getting good material out of it. I realize it's taking a while because it's like I get an idea and like, oh, that'll be good stand-up. So I'm benefiting. But once again, I've lost my track of train of thought. Yeah, I locked out. That's right. Yeah, the leaders are being duped. They aren't part of the spider web. There's the 17 or the, basically, Bruce, you'll know what I mean. There's a small group of Satanists who are fiddling with the switch. And there's all these idiots. And we, like us, would go to our leaders. You should do something. Here's some ideas. This will make everything life better. Oh, yeah, you know, kind of, maybe, nah, we'll see you next election, all right?
They're not leaders and they never have been.
Yeah,
political figureheads they should be referred to as.
Puppets.
Yeah, but they're bad puppets. You know, we're owned by psychopaths and run by idiots. And the idiots, they keep proving that they're failing. Like, $2,
They've still got the majority, though. They've still got the majority of the mass consciousness.
It's been eroded away, because how can you justify... A barrel of oil, which is less than 12 months ago, and it's 60 cents to nearly a dollar more this year.
You can't say... convince 51% of the population.
Yes, I know. People are putting up with it because I know a lot of awake people, but they're scared. People are aware of these things, but they aren't going onto Revolution Radio. They know...
Well, see what happens to people who do step up and say something.
Yeah. Do not be a nail that sticks out. So
you got to play it smart. Play it smart. It's like on the streets, man. You don't have to be a gangbanger and shoot up everybody. If you play it smart, you'll get through, you know?
And then the weird thing is if you are that loud and prominent and make a breakthrough, you can be David Icke or Alex Jones or Vinnie Eastwood or Sean David Morton or, you know, all these type of people.
Good point.
Because they're so visible, if you take them out, you reinforce things.
Do they?
Yeah, they're conscious of not making martyrs.
I don't know, man. I don't know if that's true, though, Monty. Because if that were true,
let me say this: the soul of this was to step up and do something, to raid Parliament, to go, we've had enough, and all them guys you mentioned, it's all UFO lore. It's not real, you know.
Oh, it's not mainstream. I understand. Bruce, go ahead.
No, I forgot what I was going to say.
You were disagreeing with me. which won't help you at all because that happens a lot. the celebrity of Alex Jones, David Icke, all that type of aspect. If you mind, yeah. While saying all that list, I remembered they didn't kill Alex Jones, but Alex Jones was thrown off all those platforms in 12 hours, which is, I mean, that's what that, you know, there's that meme. It's a meme now. Alex Jones was right, jar, and it's full. Because Alex Jones for years was saying they're going to censor the internet and throw off people that don't agree with their narrative. And then they did that to him, proving him right. These are the idiots that we're dealing with. And apparently he's got his own, was it Band TV or his own website? He's doing better now than he was playing their game. Bruce McDonald, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I was going to say, look, I mean, if what you were saying was true, then they would let Julian Assange out of prison. I mean, you can, and they also threw Sean David Morton in for 4 years, right, into jail. So, I mean, I don't think any kind of public position now, or, you know, 10 or 20,000 or 100,000 people listening to you on a radio show or podcast is going to stop anything now. I think everything's on the chopping block now. And you just tread carefully is my advice. Don't be cowardly, but tread carefully.
Yeah. That's a real name. Priti Patel in the UK has approved Assange's extradition to the US last week as well, which is pretty, yeah.
It's a
pretty ridiculous.
Disgusting. I mean, Bruce has done a journalist degree, so it would hit closer to home than the rest of us, because, you know, he could become a journalist at any moment. And to see Assange – now, would you call Julian Assange a journalist? He's still part of, like –
Not only was he a journalist, he was a new generation of journalists that realized the value of data. So news is an interpretation of a selected slice of daily data. What Assange did was, here's the data. You write your own headline. And people said, and he put up these massive FTP archives. And so he was almost like a database for journalists, a repository of data. And that's why he was so dangerous. There's no contradiction. There's no contradicting a released drone video. It can't be contradicted. And you never would have seen a drone video like that in the New York Times or the Washington Post or the Chicago Tribune or anywhere. Yeah, well, anywhere. I think he's even more than a journalist. Really, I do. I think he's incredible.
Yeah, he's a hero.
Benby Back, yeah. Cumberpatch, whatever his name is, he played Julian Assange in a movie. It's quite good, actually, just to hear Benedict actually do an Australian accent. But the whole thing is the Americans want him, even though he's an Australian citizen. They want to charge him for treason, and all he did was he was given information. He didn't steal it. He was given information, and he released it, and he was exposing crimes of the U.S. government. And, of course, they got embarrassed and didn't like that at all.
So this is why he's out there. This is why they keep pushing him to get him into our consciousness to be that fall guy for that. So others go, well, I don't want to go through that.
Snowden, Assange, Bradley Manning.
Follow suit because he was a publisher of, whistleblowers. These days on YouTube, if you so much as mention certain whistleblower names, your video is instantly flagged.
Yeah, that's why it's a dead format, platform. If we haven't seen over the last 2 years which platforms we should jump over and which platforms we, should support, you haven't had your eyes open.
But yeah, and an Australian citizen getting extradited to the US and persecuted in there is quite the BS, internationally speaking.
Well, it cannot be treason. Because he's not an American citizen. How can it be treason?
I think they made up special laws for it at the time.
I think they're making it up as they go along. It was in Ecuador embassy. I think it was the Ecuador embassy for so long. And the British are slowly kowtowing to the whole thing. I think it's a good point. The media is so being manipulated, they're ignoring it. Roger Waters from Pink Floyd stood at the front of the embassy and sung Wish You Were Here, and only one news channel showed it. That's the level of manipulation we're dealing with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, do I have to explain to the young people who Roger Waters is, or are we okay?
I think they can Google that.
Okay. What you like when Paul McCartney did a song with Kanye, and all Kanye's fans were like, "Who's this Paul McCartney? This Paul McCartney must be feeling very chuffed, and he owes Kanye. This is going to boost his career." That's actually was tweeted. Someone thought that Paul McCartney, a Beatle, was going to benefit his career because he worked with Kanye West.
Paul can go shove it.
Which one?
Jeez. Quartet, tell us what you really think there, buddy.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the voice of an Australian in the motherland.
I mean, the last 2 years, he's had a PR guy just put out stories about Paul this, Paul that, but, you know, just don't do it, Madonna. Just fade away graciously.
No, but he won't, though. He still does a two-hour show. Sean David Morton met him about a month ago when he came through to at L.A., he didn't ask him which Paul he was.
Hey.
You're the first one or the second one? Hey, what's going on there? You're the third one.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Did you say something about quarks before, Pony? I saw something.
Three quarks.
There's a Rick and Morty episode where he goes into his battery. His battery goes like there's a universe in his battery,
yes.
And they're actually kind of starting to do that now with these bio batteries, you know, using bacterial interactions that can generate power for weeks. But it's basically that episode where, you know, the Flugelquark kind of thing. We have these. We just generate energy, but it's
The reason I brought up the quarks was because CERN. They put out a story. The result of this test was three new quarks they found. That's what they say, and I don't know if it's true. I always think it's a secret message anyway. So, three quarks, and that's it. Their names? Not sure. Quark one, quark two, and quark three. Maybe.
Larry, Curly, and Mo.
There was a chick at Sydney University as well who also made a massive breakthrough in quantum computing, Michelle Simmons. See how that goes.
What was the breakthrough?
Just that she was able to kind of simulate the behavior of, again, of a small organic molecule. When you get that small, they can only say, you know, we expect these things to be here and there. They, you know, it all goes out the window when you get to that scale.
You could talk about what the bleep do we know, which came out, I think, in 2004, where quantum physicists sort of go. Quantum physics is where you can turn scientists into spiritual, religious, not religious, spiritual, because they're following, you know, like CSI, they're following the evidence. It's like, well, hang on, like, you know, particle wave, but I'm looking at it and, like, you know, and it hurts their brains.
Is this a good analogy? You tell me. So just say you look at the fabric of space and time, it's a bed sheet, and you see it moving and it's got form, and you think it's a cat. And then when you go to look under it, there's nothing there.
Yes. Well, that's like Schrodinger's cat. No, I mean, that's the thing about Schrodinger's cat is like you won't in the experiment, it's alive or dead, and you won't know till you open the box. I think that's how that works. Like, there's a punk band in Sydney from, you know, here in Australia called Friends of Rom, and a French guy called Friends Ali or something like that. He built a box where it's full of mirrors, and he thought he could trap light. And it will reflect, and it would gain speed and create power. The thing is, the only way you can see it is to open it. Like, crap.
My eye.
Yeah. Yeah, mind you. And also at the same time.
I should have said my eye.
My eye. My eyeball. Give me a fidget spinner and five magnets, and I can prove free energy to you.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't make a toy out of it.
Splitting the molecule, you get, what do you get? Hydrogen and oxygen, which is what we breathe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've mentioned before, I don't own a white coat, and I'm just a comedian talking on a late night roundtable. However, if we could get water and split the molecules and they both burn, why aren't we running all our cars on water? Now, some will say, oh, but fresh water is precious, blah, blah, blah. Then maybe take it the next step and desalinate, remove the salt. There's, how much salt water do we have? Imagine if vehicles ran on salt water. We've got one or two litres of that lying around.
Oh, they do already. All the US warships are on salt water now these days, aren't they? Salt water engines. A lot of them are.
Yeah, but once again, it's that controlling mechanism of society. They're still trying to push, oh, we have to ban single-use plastic bags. Or make them out of something else.
Thoughts on the water? Well, the non-water in Lake Mead? Las Vegas. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, see, Las Vegas, whatever happens in Las Vegas, I can't tell you. It has to stay there.
It's like also, a money laundering center, really.
Yeah. And also, there have been so many nuclear tests in the Nevada desert. They would see green sunsets because of all the radiation. Like, if you look at the numbers of deployed nuclear and atom bombs, the United States has attacked the Nevada desert 1,200 times.
Yes.
It's got acne.
Well, it glows.
From the moon. Looking from the moon.
Yeah, exactly.
So what's going to happen to Vegas when the water runs out?
Well, they'll slowly die.
Or the zombie movies will come true.
Yeah, that's true as well. But, oh, I didn't read the article. I don't know if you've seen this headline. Bless you, my child.
What was that? Was that a Ferrari Formula 1? That
sounded quirkish.
NASA loses moon probe, and I'm like, I'm not going to read that.
Capstone fell off.
Yeah, well, yeah, NASA loses a lot of stuff. Like, yeah, as we, Pony and I did the show yesterday, where, oh, we've been tracking this asteroid for 13 years, and then, you know, a day later, oh, this asteroid came out of nowhere. We may die in 13 hours. Oh, it missed us. Phew.
NASA got up in arms recently about something that China dropped on the moon or whatever, or a new crater that they made. And then, the latest thing they've said is, ooh, China's going to take over the moon. And they're going, jeez, come on.
Yeah, they came out and said, no, we're not.
Yeah.
They sent an official.
And at the same time, the Vatican has an ambassador for alien races, just in case.
Did I see the Pope in a wheelchair the other day?
Well, yeah, apparently now there are rumors that he's resigning. Most possibly he has cancer. However, he has done a interview just saying, no, I'm not leaving and I'm very healthy. And yet, it's like when they said, the Queen won't be making appearances due to mobility issues. And obviously they don't want to wheel her out in a wheelchair. 3 days later, she ends up at Paddington Station buying one of the new tickets. It's like, well, if she's got mobility issues, what, she can't fly now? What are you talking about?
He laughed so hard he fell off his chair.
Sure.
Oh, I'm here.
Oh, well. Planet Hollywood, ladies and gentlemen, where...
Joey wore a helmet, so it was a couple of weeks ago now. He took a spill off his bushy. And we never saw him hit the ground, so did it actually happen?
Yeah, he did. I didn't hear it, though. You are correct. In a philosophy, it's like if Joe Biden hits the ground, it falls off a bike, you don't hear it, doesn't really happen. However, after he got falling off his bike, he went straight to the 8-year-old to sniff her hair to rejuvenate his energy.
That's what we didn't see.
Yeah, and the level of hypocrisy of the media where, Donald Trump uses two hands to hold a drink from a glass of water. Like, well, we've all been there.
It was a bottle.
Thank you.
Okay.
Joe Biden's done how many gaffes? And, he needs cheat sheets to run a press conference? Like, walk to podium. Little things like walk to podium. Remember to breathe. You are president.
He's got jawbone.
Is it the same Joe Biden, though? Like, did he have plastic surgery and he needs a refund? Because you see him 10 years ago, and it's like, is this the same guy?
You know clones have warranty, right? All clones have warranty.
Well, you know, if you photocopy something too many times, a copy of a copy of a copy.
Even super soldiers have warranty. They all have warranty. At one point, they start to break down.
That's what we're seeing.
All true. All true.
Well, I mean, Hillary Clinton. Where's the serial number on this model?
If he's got like three dots, you might want the third clone.
If you've never done it before, check your left buttocks for a barcode, Monty. You'll know if you're one of them or not.
I don't know. I last time I looked behind myself, I freaked out because there's this non-closing gap, and I have no idea what it's for.
There should be a best before date between your big toe and the next one on your left foot.
Oh, that's very Stephen Wright joke. Like, I know when I'm going to die. There's an end date on my birth certificate.
I think it's like Kotek was saying, you know, it's like submarine functioning on seawater, plants function on sunlight. Maybe they made a clone that function on hair, smelling hair, you know, sniffing hair. You never know. You never know.
He sucks the ether out of us.
Yeah, probably. Who knows?
Yeah, like, you know, they sacrifice virgins, which is code for children. So he sniffs...
I think the office of the president-elect is now not in people's memory anymore. That was fun.
Yeah, like they invented a new office to say, like, hey, yeah.
He was in Hollywood somewhere. It's like the White House was dead dark.
Yeah, I think
and
it's
he was surrounded
thing.
By guards. It's like, what,
I think it's a hopeful
the
thing.
Army.
When we see, you know, everywhere price gouging and them trying to make as much profit as they can, they know it's... getting shut down all their avenues. It's going to be no one wants any of it. Just have a look at the comments of anything going on. No one wants any of it.
There are a lot of people that don't want it. Yeah, that's the issue, because there are some people, like, there are people that still think that Dan Andrews saved Victorians. And I said to mums, like, there are people out there.
Guy.
Dan Andrews saved lives. So what, he could destroy them later? Like, yeah, he saved them from COVID, but what about the loss of businesses, the mental health through the roof, getting beaten up by the police because you have a different point of view? You know, little things.
Monty, you're not on an every 9-month vaccine schedule yet, so quit your whine.
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I try not to bring up Canada. Like, at least we're not Canada, because that's rude. Because that's what the Americans did. We're not Australia. It's like, have you seen what's happening in Canada?
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, I think they all use the same models. If one country's going to do it and can get away with it, another one will try it.
Oh, yeah, yes. They have different flavors, but the premise is still there.
Yeah.
Lol number four. Just like watching a really bad director try and do an audio commentary for their movie and they're not interested. Yeah, like, yeah, that tree. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Something about lighting. Yeah. Oh, I like that bit.
in the first half of this year, 2 billion's been looted in mostly Ethereum.
Really? That's funny. The greatest psyop in human, history, but all right. People still put their money in there.
Does seem to be. There was an incredible article that came out in the latest Wired magazine, again with Waikiki or whatever his name is on the front.
Where a dude
went to this crypto conference, and they all, you know, all the people at the top of this game openly admit that, you know, it's a work in progress. But then you hear DARPA come out with the same thing, just parroting this article about the fact that, you know, at the moment, really, it's not decentralized. These DAOs or decentralized autonomous organizations are not, you know, when you come down, they're still going through one or two websites or two or three websites or hubs to kind of control it. So we haven't quite got there yet. And all these people really admit that it's a work in progress. And you see then DARPA parrot this, and the Pentagon's come out and parroted this as well. Just, it's a good magazine anyway, good article.
Did you just say Taika Waititi?
Yeah, the New Zealand producer.
Producer guy.
Yeah, all I heard was way back Titty Titty, whatever his name. He has a very interesting
name.
What
you want to hear?
You can change his name to Take That White Titty. It would still make sense.
Yeah, well...
I think the thing with crypto is, like, yeah, I've got my own theories. You know, I think it's AI. That's what they're processing is our information. But besides what it could be or what we think it is, and if it's worthy or not... I think it is the future. So getting some, not necessarily Bitcoin, just having a little bit, just getting ready, getting primed, you'll have yourself set up for whatever world we're going into. So,
well, you can also think in terms of Loosh, where money is encapsulated energy, and it's a digitalized version, like a much better digitalized version of that encapsulated energy and dime. So yeah, it's still in alpha phase, clearly, still in work in progress.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
There's a lot of people working on the problem of how to just bypass our problems with banks and governments. But, you know, there's some epic failures along the way. There's a company called Three Arrows Capital. They've been ordered to liquidate all assets after defaulting on $675 million worth of Bitcoin loans. There's a lot of people losing money.
Remember the GameStop maneuver? Where all these people's like they shorted GameStop and they changed the laws around it because like you can't do it. It's only good when we can do it. It's all right when we do it. And like there were all these hedge fund guys were complaining that they lost all this money. It was like, well, we're just playing the game like you do. So they changed the rules of the game.
That was such a good moment in history.
Some old guy came in losing billions, started crying on camera. It's just to show how they never expected something like that.
Yeah, that's the stupidity of the idiots where you could call it hubris or arrogance and all that type of stuff. But they don't realize, like, it is like when the to sort of do a callback of what Pony said earlier, it's when the British lost India. I was like, really? Are you sure? You know, that sort of, yeah, the British aristocracy of the officer class. Sir, the natives are attacking. Why? can't they calm down? And I'm in the middle of tea.
The original white privilege.
Well, yeah, it's like this whole thing about, you know, white people, the white race, blah, blah, blah. And it just turns out to be the aristocracy of England. Yeah. And most of them are German.
Back to blockchain. A good analogy is that, yeah, this is all crafted and created in the depths of like DARPA and all that stuff. Now, what they did is they gave us the internet in the 90s and they let us build upon it. And eventually they just took over what worked. And it seems to be the same MO with this blockchain. They've given it to us to make it look like it's ours, you know? And so eventually they'll take it over. If not, they already have taken it over, and there's some super secret that we don't know, because that Starlink man and Elon Musk, there's something to do with that. So, I mean, eventually they're going to have 30,000 to 60,000 satellites up there, just a huge Skynet, basically. So, I find that fascinating because I don't know what the hell it is. I'm guessing, but just the effort to do that. And did you see the CGI footage they put out? The new rocket they're going to launch, they're just going to fill it with the Starlink satellites and it's going to spit them out, just spit out hundreds, if not thousands of them at a time. So just crazy what they're trying to achieve through Musky Boy when, you know, it's all military planned or it's dark Illuminati stuff. So, well, I assume people think like me here at Double R. So,
well, it is interesting where, like, you know, microchips from Bill Gates, bad. Microchips from Elon Musk, good. And even though, remember, Musk was talking about the dangers of AI for a little bit there, then he went quiet, and then he came out and was like, yeah, we're going to stick a chip in your brain.
Which is funny because Elon has like three of them. Three AIs also, because he needs it. They all have AIs, highly powered AIs that can bend Skynet over and it's not, I'm not going to complete the sentence. But yeah, so it's the AI hypocrisy always amazes me.
You know what we haven't seen yet? Well, I haven't. Some guy, just a regular Joe, goes, okay, we've built a 3D printer that 3D prints 3D printers.
Yeah, that's they're doing that. No, no,
that's
no,
my
that's
joke. My joke is you buy a 3D printer.
Monty's dream.
Yeah, you buy a 3D printer, and then you print a 3D printer, and then you take the first 3D printer back to the place you bought it.
Once we see that guy,
already been done.
That machine, got to see him.
There's a couple of the main 3D printers. That's what they do. They just they've got banks of them, and they're just kind of swarming themselves. Well, the parts that they can do anyway. It's super interesting. I was having a look at that stuff recently. There's the 3D printers that are kind of do it layer by layer and still give you kind of sketchy out kind of outward appearance. But there's these ones that kind of you put this kind of goo in and it does it with infrared light, and so it drops the level of this goo, and by hardening the bits as it goes down, you're left with this framework as the goo. Instead of using filament, there's kind of this goo that kind of drops down, and you're left with a much better product.
Just quickly, the point I was trying to make was that guy, like, we know Musk is the electric car guy. Bill Gates is the computer now / vaccine guy. You know, these guys for certain things for our industry on Earth, or Plan ET, if you want to go, you know, wording like that, planet. So who's going to be that guy, do you think? Do you think it will be Muskie who will present the 3D printers to the masses?
Oh, God.
Zuckerberg. Yeah, I don't know.
And that's the forerunner from the replicator from Star Trek.
Zuckerberg doesn't have any standing with the Zoomers. Elon has more. So yeah, Zuckerberg is too reptilian to do that.
Yeah, out of all the billionaires, Elon seems to have a bit of street cred because he seems to be fighting against the machine. The others just have no complete idea what's going on.
Yeah, so. Zuckerberg's a dork.
They have no idea. They're given the gift of their thing that needs to be given out to the masses. So that's what I'm saying. You know, Musk is the electric car guy.
Have you seen him talk about Meta? It's laughable.
Well, he's the Meta guy.
He thinks he's passable from Ready Player One.
You need a 3D printer guy, basically.
He looks like Data's son. That's what put him in a Starfleet uniforms. Like, that looks like a young Data. Or Data.
Oh, I know who it's going to be. I got it.
Ted Taylor.
You going to share? Yeah. I've come to a small realization that I'm not going to tell anyone else.
So
I'll just say it, and you're going to roll your eyes. Baron Trump. There, I said it. Moving on.
He's very tall now.
I don't know.
Like, freakishly tall. I don't know if there's this thing about the internet where you can, through Photoshop, you shrink someone and you make the other person look giant. And so it gives the illusion that everyone's a giant and short nowadays. It's like LeBron James standing next to Ben Shapiro. That would never happen, by the way. But you know what I mean by the height difference. And so, yeah, okay, yeah. And I think Baron is just... he's a 9-foot alien.
You might be right.
He's huge.
I think there's something special about him, but I've got to do a show again, man. Not just about that, but I've got to get on the good
mainly
side.
Mainly about that.
Yeah, we'll see. Team like, management. Well, if you want, just thinking out
loud.
No,
don't worry about that. I just said, to sum up, the 3D printer guy is going to be Baron Trump. It won't be. I still think Baron will be president. Maybe not. And, yeah, move on. Just print something else quickly.
Yes, well, we've got 10 minutes to go of Planet Collingwood. I've been put in my place, but it's cold and I'm tired and I don't care.
No, I didn't want it to be about me in a show, blah, blah, blah. I want to info the data.
Then stop interrupting. Let's be – no, all right. Moving on. At the start of the show, I wanted to have a mini whinge rant, and I'm going to do it now. I had a craving because I've been sort of doing a mini fast, and so I'm just having a small main meal a day, and the body's like going, how about this? How about this? How about this? It's interesting, and fasting basically, and so going through that.
That's good for your body.
Yeah, clean the pipes. Not like how Bruce did it properly, and probably feels much better for it. I'm trying to survive. However, at the same time, I have, you know, Bruce, did you, if you want to share, of course, did you notice, like, maybe day two or day three, the body's gone, yeah, lasagna. How about lasagna? You know, like yeah. parts of your body going, what about this? What about this? What about this?
Yeah. It is hard. I mean, I do a liquid fast. I do lemons, I do sugarcane syrup, and I use cinnamon.
Wow.
Yeah, and the lemons are from my own tree. They're organic lemons, and then I usually alongside that I'll take one cup of baking soda and lemon juice mixed with water just to kind of keep flushing out the intestines. And just do it. Yeah, you got to clean your stomach out, man. It's absolutely critical. Absolutely critical.
Yeah, well, when you clean yourself, I mean, even spiritual hygiene, there's hygiene on every level. So cleaning out the system, the colon and everything else like that. Now, because, yeah, I have cravings, and it's like, I decided to binge to a whim. Like, fine, cool. So I went online, and I could get a pizza one for free, buy one free. That was at 1:38 in the afternoon. It's now 5:50. Still hasn't turned up. The money's waiting for me. So after this show, I'll have to go to the store. I'm not saying its name. I don't want to give it energy. However, it's not that I can get the money back quite easily because I can prove that I haven't been given the pizzas. But I'm hungry. You know, when you're like, I'll get this. I'm going to. And they're like, no, you have to wait 6 hours. And my stomach's like, that's it. I'm leaving you. No, you do not treat me well. I have been doing this for many times. Why is my stomach French? I don't know.
I've had a hankering for something particular for a couple of days, and it's kind of hard to shake.
Is it food or something else?
It's food.
Yeah. Okay, cool. I just want to clarify that. With this sense of humor, the sense of humor of Planet Collingwood, I've been craving something for a while as well. Like what? Lamingtons. Raz and Bruce, do you know what a Lamington is?
I do not know.
Are you talking about the cake?
It is a cake confectionery, yes.
Yes. I've had a lot of those.
Well, it's sponge cake with some type of thing, and then it's covered in coconut.
I used it. Ooh. I used to eat it like tea time sort of thing. I just pictured myself with a monocle going, oh, goodness, and experienced the Anglo side of things.
Well, to prove that I'm a unique individual, because I've now got, thanks to Bruce, I've got a new angle of comedy coming out. Like, I am a unique individual. I would eat frozen Lamingtons. For whatever reason, they just float my boat. Oh, there's also, you can get cream or a layer of jam in them as well.
I prefer the jam one.
Frozen ones with cream are the best.
Ah, oh, thank you.
You're going to be so hungry, Monty, in a minute.
No.
Yeah, change subject.
I'm going to the store and saying, where is my falafel?
Lamington.
Yeah, where are my Lamingtons? I'll be going via. Actually, now I think I will buy 6 Lamingtons and put them in. Because primary schools have Lamington drives. Oh, I'm having flashbacks. See, it's all sugar-based. That's the problem.
Yes.
First you get the sugar, then you get the power, then you get the women.
I'm a sucker for an ice cold can of Coke, man.
I
know it's poison. I know.
Especially after a hangover.
I go for the Aldi cola. I don't mind. I've had too much Coke and Pepsi. I like other colas.
I just don't understand how Pepsi's still in business. I just don't get it.
Because it's huge. Go ahead, Bruce.
I allow myself like a Coke and a Snickers bar when I go to town. I don't buy any junk food, keep any junk food at the house. But when I go to town, like it's like first on my list, we got to go to the post office. No, Snicker bar.
Daddy needs your sugar.
So it's just perfect, right? It's like a treat in the 1930s, a piece of rock candy, which you could now buy with your Rumble royalties, Monty.
I'm going to invest in some Castle Rock.
There's a question I wanted to ask earlier. How do you like your chocolate? Room temperature, fridge cold, or frozen?
I put mine in the fridge. I'm a fridger.
Fridge cold or frozen for me.
Yeah. I'm assuming we all like milk chocolate, right? For the most part.
Yeah.
I like a bit of dark chocolate as well.
From time to time.
I have an addiction to mint. be it beer or pepper?
Cherry Ripe once a month.
Here's my allotment. I have a Cherry Ripe bar. All right, yeah.
Dark chocolate, coconut, cherry.
Can't go wrong. Yeah. Oh, and now I'm not sure that they have a different name because I know they're called a lunch bar in South Africa, but here in Australia they're called a picnic bar, where it's like wafer with caramel covered in chocolate, but there's peanuts as well, so it looks like a turd.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm not going to get high by the marketing team. No, picnic bar looks like a turd, but it's gorgeous. Like, it's just, oh man.
Yeah, they're great.
Not a wafer fan, man, at all.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah, oh, but I do like the Polly waffle, as well as the old violet crumble.
Yeah, not a fan.
Well, good, because this works out perfectly. You don't eat them, and I'll eat your share.
Well, no, you do what you used to do at school. You know, you buy the cheap Coke so no one else would take a sip.
Yeah.
The other flavor.
Oh, yeah. Let me guess, in your lifetime, at some point in your life, Pony, you bought menthol cigarettes because you were tired of people scabbing cigarettes off you.
No, I haven't.
No, I did.
I know why women buy it now.
I did that because we had this scaremongering thing that it's going to kill your sperm. So the moment I pulled the menthol pack, which is usually white, green, we had Embassy and 555 at the time. Well, 555 didn't have it. So, yeah, we're like, menthol. Oh, no, I don't want it. Oh, no, thanks. Thanks, bro. No, thanks. No one would touch it.
Exactly, yeah. It's a fun part of life.
I think I know why people smoke menthol.
No, apparently it's big in the African American community. They like their menthol part of it. Yeah. They want to get rid of it. It's like, well, that's highly racist.
I recently had an experience with a mate. I had a big night and my breath was like, dude, you need to go see somebody about that. And anyway, I was like, all right, so whatever. And I started chewing gum, but I smoked cigarettes as well. And I'm thinking, hey, this kind of tastes like that menthol stuff. What if I just killed two birds with one cig? And thus, menthol cigarettes are born. But pinched one off a lady at the market. I haven't bought a pack like you assumed earlier.
Just being comedic. Now we're coming up to the end of the show. I just want to share a comment from the chat room, from Comet, the legend they are. Monty, if your Coke has sugar in it, you need to find a better dealer.
I paid
that one. Ah, Buck. Yes, that's right. I'm ending the show on a Walter O'Reilly radar reference from the show MASH. Ah, Buck. And, yeah, don't worry, you won't get it. Radar was being mentored in trying to pick up a lady. Anywho, so we've got about 30 seconds. So,
did you take that advice?
It's a TV show. Really? Oh, I had a great outing. Bloody Collingwood will be back in 6 days and 22 hours. So thank you, gentlemen. Thank you, ball boys. Thank you, ball women. Balls. We shall return later, my friends. I'll be on with Sean David Morton tomorrow on Studio B, Strange Universe. Gentlemen, say goodnight.
Bees and frogs.
Bees and frogs, my lord. Bees and frogs.
Radio. Are you interested in the paranormal? Murder mystery? Real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's iPhone, thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Zero.